Sunny Coast News.
Hi, it's Abby Smith with you. To breaking news first, Tasmania has recorded its seventh death from COVID-19, a 72-year-old succumbing to the virus in the state's northwest coast, where an outbreak has the community under lockdown. Australia's death toll now stands at 64. Well, the total number of deaths in Wuhan has been revised up by 1,290 people. According to the latest figures, more than 3,800 people are known to have died in the Chinese city. A national registry for pregnant women diagnosed with the virus has been created. It's all thanks to researchers at the Royal Women's Hospital in Melbourne. Monash Health say the registry includes 28 hospitals and will give health workers insight into how mothers and babies are impacted by the virus. We're being assured we've got ample food supplies to ride out the pandemic. Agriculture Minister David Littleproud says we rank in the top 10% of countries under the Global Food Security Index.
We as a nation of 25 million people can produce enough food for 75 million. We are exporting $70 billion worth of produce every year.
And as we continue to self-isolate throughout the world, it's bringing some snappy residents out of hiding. Mexico is reporting they're seeing crocodiles crawling on beaches for the first time in decades, as shorelines are empty of tourists and local beachgoers. In the US, the close of restaurants in places like New York is seeing rats resort to open warfare and eating their young. Taking a look at the NRL season remaining in lockdown limbo, players are doing their best to stay motivated and keep up their training for when the footy does return. Broncos skipper Alex Glenn has told Nine, finding your own drive has been a challenge.
I'm going out there and trying to find my own motivation. I'm used to waking up and training with the boys every single day, but with isolation, I'm required to train by myself.
And the Indian Premier League has been suspended indefinitely because of the coronavirus pandemic. Organisers may aim to reschedule the competition in the lead-up to the T20 World Cup in October.